Tickets Tidbit.
Tidbit, a small and particularly interesting item of gossip or information.
That's what they say.
Well, this one is particularly interesting. Don't you love to find out the names celebrities use when they secretly check in to hotels?
I only found out this was a thing a couple of years ago.
No, Steph, I love it. If you're like super famous and you don't want someone to know that you're checking into a hotel, you get like a code name.
I thought they just used like the name of the person who was booking the room because it would be done by their PR or personal assistant, wouldn't it?
They probably do, but this is makes for a better story, right?
A much better story.
Whilst I'm telling you, you can think of your code name.
What it would be.
What you would use, okay?
Okay.
So I'm telling you. So Travel and Leisure have come out with a fresh list that they've managed to unearth. So apparently Beyonce goes as Ingrid Jackson. Kim Kardashian, she isn't very discreet. So she is known to go as Princess Jasmine, her favourite Disney character.
I thought it was going
to
be Kimbo or something.
It's not very discreet. Because sort of like, look at that. Oh, Princess Jasmine, like a real princess or something. Anyway, rapper Ice Cube, he goes as Darius Jackson. Tom Hanks has two. He likes to alternate his code names. So he goes between Harry Lauder, who was a vaudeville performer and a comedian, or Johnny Madrid, who is a trumpet player who played with Blood, Sweat and Tears and The Outsiders. Also Jay-Z, they found out his. He is so secretive with this name, Frank Sinatra. Oh. And then Brad...
That would just be weird, though.
Having Frank Sinatra check in, and then
yeah.
It's Jay-Z. Yeah. Well... The last one I have here is Brad Pitt, and he actually might have used this because you know he did the filming of War Machine in Ras El Khaimah. So
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe he like went to the hotel, they maybe used this. But he uses the name Bryce Dulaf.
It's quite a good name. It sounds like a businessman. It sounds like someone who's in pharmaceuticals sales.
Could be. Yeah.
So what would yours be, Michelle?
I haven't had time to think about it. I'd be Mrs. Petunia Appleseed. I just made that up. I don't know. I just made that up.
Sounds like something Phoebe from Friends would say. I'd like to throw them off the scent. Obviously, I'm a nice girl. I'd like to make them think I was some sort of rapper. So I would go under the name of Biggie Giggles.
Biggie Giggles?
Biggie Giggles. Do you like that?
That's gangster.
Okay, we're going to set up your weekend here.
Petunia
Appleseeds.
Mrs.
And Biggie Giggles on Dubai Eye. We're excited about the weekend. There may be one thing standing in your way, though. That could be the traffic.
It is. Miriam sent a message. Massive tailback from the 311 exit onto Al Yalias going to the Abu Dhabi direction. Yeah, so the roads are really looking bad at the moment. Please take it easy out there. Please keep safe.
So if you do manage to get through the traffic, we're going to start with Thursday. We do this every single week on The Ticket at this time of day. We set up the weekend with all of the events going on, chat to people who are involved in them, just so you can plan your weekend, you know, and do the stuff that you really want to do. There's a lot of things that used to happen, and I would not know they'd happen until someone told me about them.
Yeah,
and I'd get really mad. Yeah.
FOMO.
And I don't want that to happen to anyone else. So we're going to start with Thursday this week. Last day of schools today. Be careful on the roads. If you are planning to travel, maybe get to the airport a little bit earlier than usual. More on that coming up in the show in just a little while. But first, if you've been putting off going for an iftar because you can't pick one, there's so many to choose from. We had Monica in from Do in Dubai. It's a great foodie blog. We do that every fortnight. She comes in and she talks us through different meals that you can have out in Dubai. She concentrated on iftars this week and she had a great suggestion for one that you might not have tried.
It caught my eye because it was a Dahelvi iftar and I thought, oh, Dahelvi, is that a sort of some word I wasn't familiar with or is it really just what we think it sounds like? It sounds a little bit like Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. So the food from this Dahelvi iftar comes specifically not just from Delhi, which we know is sort of in kind of northern India. It comes from Old Delhi or Purani Delhi is what Old Delhi is known as. So if you go to YouTube and play this track that we're playing, it's actually picturized. It's set against lots of iconic buildings in Old Delhi. It's a particular area. So the food that we're going to talk about was actually, it evolved, it started life, if you like, from the sort of alleys and lanes and byways of Old Delhi particularly where the Jama Masjid is. So Dhiram Huck, we know that he's a very, very accomplished chef from the Oberoi Hotel in Business Bay, has come up with a very, very good dahelvi iftar that's available at their very smart Indian restaurant called the Ananta. And that's what I tried a couple of nights ago. And I think I captioned that on the Do In Dubai Instagram as saving the best till last. And boy, it was the best that I've had out of quite a few iftars over the last few weeks. Loved it. Thought it was fantastic. Really good.
It is a really smart restaurant, but you may be surprised to hear it is also a restaurant where I've managed to get in my trainers.
Oh.
Hey, and I love that when a smart restaurant lets you in new trainers.
They're very accommodating. They're a very accommodating restaurant. I needed some paracetamol. I wasn't feeling very well. They went out of their way and they got me that. It was kind of family time, iftar. There was a couple of screaming kids. I mean, we didn't say anything. They were fine with it. And you know, I sort of like all my menus. And I said, could you please get me a photocopy of the menu? Because I never know what Steph is going to ask. And if I've got my hard copy of the menu, it's a lot easier. And he said, I tell you what, ma'am, why don't I just give you this one here? And he took out the piece of paper from the folder and gave me that. So you know you're in good hands. I mean, very, very, very good.
So if you are looking for a brand new iftar to try, if you haven't tried one at all, it does sound like that would be a good one, the Dhelvi iftar happening at Ananta, the Oberoi. That's in Business Bay, and it will cost you 185 dirhams to do that tonight.
Have you been on the Dubai Opera stage before?
I've walked through from the back. And yeah, when Les Mis was there, I got a chance to walk through and stand on the stage and look out. And then the other day, actually, they'd set up the squash court on the stage.
On the stage, yes. So you've been...
And I played a game of squash in there with Jasper Hope.
So it's quite incredible being on the stage. I did some stuff for Les Mis behind the scenes when I went to go speak to the lighting guys and all that. And you sort of stand on the stage and you look out. It's just quite incredible. But what's really nice is that anyone who wants to be involved in the Dubai Opera iftar can be on the stage, because obviously
kind of.
Yeah, so you're not going to be performing. You're not going to be in a production or anything like that. It's for the iftar, and the seats have been moved, and the auditorium has been converted from the theater style to banquet hall, and it's sort of been lifted in line with the stage. So this is the amazing technology that's in the Dubai Opera. That
it's the only place that does it as well.
Yeah, they're able to sort of turn the boxes around and do all this like crazy stuff. Anyway, so there's a time lapse on the Facebook page. You just have to search the ticket and Dubai Opera just to find how they changed from theatre going into banquet hall. But they've got this iftar, and here's Jasper Hope. He's from Dubai Opera and he is very excited about it.
So you've only got a few days left to celebrate iftar at Dubai Opera.
Yep.
There's lots of shows coming up, but if people have not had a chance to get down there for iftar yet, why should they before the 24th?
Well, it's been extraordinary. I mean, you know, our first time trying this, it was a very bold experiment, I think, for us to do something completely different with the venue, and people have loved it. We've had almost 5,000 people so far. Their first reactions, I kid you not, they walk into the room and they just go, wow. Jaws drop, they see the lights and the way that it's set up, really beautiful, and particularly for people who haven't been to a show at Dubai Opera, they're seeing something completely new. And if you have been to a show, you cannot believe that there is no stage anymore. You cannot believe that those 950 seats that you were sitting on in the stalls are no longer there. It's a kind of jaw-dropping experience for all.
Who's the chef behind the experience? Who have you got involved to do, you know, choosing the menu and that sort of thing?
So we are part of Imar. We're working with the Address Hotels.
So 250 dirhams per person. Hurry though, Eid is just around the corner, so you don't want to miss out on this one.
Yeah, now if you are thinking, I've got 5 days off work and I could get out of here on a last minute break, I can afford it, but I don't have all the money in the world. Stay tuned. You might remember Deal of the Week. If you missed it, you can still take it. We're going to refresh your memories when we come back. Excited about the weekend because it's going to be a long weekend for quite a lot of people. Now, we have Michelle from Donata Travel. She was in earlier in the week. She always does us a great deal of the week. And if you've got 5 days off, then you might be tempted to actually take this deal. It's headed to Kuala Lumpur. We need to break this trip down, Michelle, and tell everyone how much it's going to cost them, where they're going to be staying, when they'd have to be leaving, all of the trip details, please, when you will.
Okie dokie. So we're going to be flying Emirates from DXB to Kuala Lumpur. So that's a direct flight, like I mentioned. It's 7 hours and 20 minutes. They fly twice a day. So you can either go on the 3 a.m. flight, or and that'll take you there, landing at 2:30. Or you can go for the day flight, which is leaving about 10:30 in the morning in Dubai and landing in KL at 10 o'clock in the evening.
You've got to go for the early one, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Flying at 3 a.m. in the morning, getting there to have the whole day.
No, I can't. I always do that, and I will sleep absolutely anywhere. So I'll hop on that flight and then sleep for the whole time. It's good.
Especially if you're going to go for Eid and make the most of the days you've got off yet.
Okay, I will. Let's hold that point until a little bit later. So once you arrive, you'll be staying at the Berjaya Times Square Hotel. This is a really amazing hotel for families. The deal is for a club premier room, which is obviously the highest room that you can get in the hotel. So that includes your breakfast daily, as well as club benefits that include free Wi-Fi, tea, coffee and juices, and nibbles all day in the club lounge. And it also means that you can check in and check out at any time, which is really, really great, because on the return flight, the flight's at 7 p.m. in the evening, and so that means that you don't need to check out till, say, 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
That's a really big benefit. Okay, so the deal is your return economy flights on Emirates, and then your 4 nights at the Berjaya Hotel, but the catch is you're only going to be paying for 3. So it's stay 4, pay 3. And all of that is coming in, starting from 3,200 dirhams. Just before I came to the show, I looked it up for around the dates over Eid, so around the 25th of June, and it was coming in at around 3,276 dirhams. So it's a little bit more expensive. So it's always based on availability. So we'll say it's starting from 3,200, but just before I came on the show, you can still get it for Eid. So if you're quick enough, then you might be able to get it.
That's so good for a last minute deal. It's really good.
It is.
Yeah.
And Kuala Lumpur is a great city. I really, really love going there.
So if you'd like to jump on our blog today, DubaiEye1038.com, just look for the ticket when you're on there. That's where all of the deal of the weeks go. Michelle comes in every single Monday and gives us another great one. We're always really, really surprised when we hear the price. How much? Yeah, there's some fantastic ones still on there. Inspiration for a getaway this weekend, if you do want to get a little bit further than Dubai. And it's also where our podcasts live as well. If it's something you want to hear that you missed on the show, then you can also catch those on our website too.
Someone else who also comes in every week is Laura from What's On. She comes in on a Sunday and she sets up the week for us, gives us a whole lot of things that we can do every single day of the week, including the weekend. And she had a suggestion for Thursday. She said, do some good, volunteer by handing out iftar meals to labourers in Al-Basha. Here's the details with that one.
Do some good on Thursday, June 22nd. This is volunteer with Filling the Blues. This is a really wonderful campaign that takes place every year. Basically, you can get involved with a good cause. You can hand out iftar meals that have been donated by a lot of different restaurants around the city. It's hosted by Moti Roti. That's kind of one of the foodie concepts that are taking charge. If you check out motiroti.me, they'll tell you kind of where to go, where to meet. But I believe it's in a construction site that's in Al-Basha.
So yeah, if you want to do some good, you could do that tonight. And we're going to stick with Thursday. In about half an hour's time, we'll be talking about the new movies that came out at midnight last night with William from Empire Magazine. But there is another movie that's still playing that you really should go and watch if you haven't had the chance. It's a Diff 365 movie. Now, they do this at Vox Cinemas. They do it in Cinema Number 9 at Mall of the Emirates. And they're different kind of movies. They're like art house movies that might not come to the big screen normally.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were complaining when, not in a bad way, they were saying, we want more, because Diff had come along. You'd have those 10 days or so, I think it was 10 days, 2 weeks, where people would have to take time off work to go and see all these movies because you just couldn't fit them in. Even as like a press person who was dedicated to that, I couldn't even see all the movies.
Yeah.
So Diff came up with this amazing idea to go, fine, we'll give you these movies, and they play them for about 2 weeks each, and they're these sort of arty, indie, more sort of off the beaten track movies.
Yeah, you don't have very long to catch this one. It's called Maudy, and it's set in Nova Scotia. So it's an amazingly beautiful backdrop that they film it in. And it focuses on Maud Lewis, who suffers from arthritis. She's hired as a housekeeper by an awful, awful man who I hated pretty much all the way through the movie. And it's about her life. She's an artist. And her art now hangs in the White House. She's one of Canada's biggest folk artists. It is a beautiful story. You need to take your tissues to the cinema, though, because you will come out of this crying. Just have a little listen to the trailer.
Hello there, Charles.
Sister.
I sold the house.
Our house?
Maud, you can't look after yourself, let alone a
house. Get a job or something.
A job doing what?
I don't know.
Thinking about hiring a woman to help around the house.
I want to put up a sign.
I'm Maud.
Looking for a woman.
What do you think I am?
Let me tell you how it is around here. There's me, them dogs, them chickens, then you.
You want me here, don't you? Because I'll walk out right now.
I told you you could paint fairies on the wall.
I think it looks all right.
Did you paint that happy little chicken?
Yeah, I wanted to remember his happier days.
I'd like to see one of your larger paintings.
$5.
Done.
Her paintings have even been sold to Vice President Nixon.
You can find Maud Lewis selling her paintings from the front steps of her little house here in Marshalltown, Nova Scotia.
Can I get you to look towards the camera this way, Mr. Lewis? And smile, maybe? Nice, thank you.
Never asked for this. My face on the TV for all the world to laugh at. Ever since you stepped into my life, nothing but pain.
I've known you for years, Maud, and I'm still trying to figure out what makes you tick.
Here I stay. You can do much better than me. I lay
me down. Got everything I want with you, Ev. Everything.
I'm dug from the road.
Make my designs up. I love a window. Cut from bird whizzing by. It's always different. I'm dug from the whole of life already framed and cut from the right there.
Ah, makes me want to cry just listening to the trailer for that movie. It's called Maudie. You can still see it at Vox Mall of the Emirates Cinema Number 9 in the Diff 365 Cinema, but only until the 28th of June, so you will have to be quick. And remember, William's going to be here after 3 o'clock today with some recommendations for us for the movies for this weekend. Brand new ones that have come out. Transformers movie, of course, is in there. We've also got some great TV to tell you about too. And we'll have our mini movie reviewer in as well.
Love that. When's that? Quarter past?
Yeah, he's Dylan. And if you actually Google his name, it comes up with the definition of Dylan as monster.
We should be prepared then.
Definitely.
So Dubai Parks and Resorts are also doing something this weekend. You can go and do that today, hopefully. 95 dirhams, they have a deal. If you go there from 8 p.m. to midnight, and it's valid only during Ramadan, so you've only got a few more days to get this one. It's a really good deal, I think. So you can head down to either Bollywood Parks, Motion Gate, Legoland. The cheapest entry ticket usually costs about 85 dirhams for Bollywood Parks and 125 each for Motion Gate and Legoland during the rest of the year. So they've kind of changed things during Ramadan. Enjoy roller coasters, 3D cinematic simulated rides, live shows, more access to the parks at a fraction of the cost. And it's available to UAE residents if you show them your Emirates ID when you get there.
I haven't been yet. I know you were down there for every single opening, weren't you?
Oh yes, I kind of got really excited. As you will have noticed over the week, I like a park, like a Disney park. So when you know this was coming up and we knew it was developing, because I normally work in the newsroom, I said, can I be the reporter to go and do the opening of each of these ones?
Many people fight you? Were they like, yeah, okay.
I think when I just get excited about something, they're like, oh, just let it go. Yeah, so the first one was Legoland. That was the first one to open. I remember that. I was very excited. And you got a special Lego brick if you'd been there on the opening day, which had the opening date on it, as a memory Lego brick.
Be worth something on Antiques Roadshow in the future.
I'm thinking, yes. Really great. I was joined by a whole lot of kids and we went inside and looked at all the special models they'd made because, you know, they have models of Dubai.
Huge buildings ones as well,
and stuff.
They?
Yeah, absolutely huge. And then all the fun little rides and fire truck, all that sort of stuff. More for the kiddies, Legoland. Then the next one was Bollywoods. That was massive.
I imagine
dancing.
It's really colourful and fun and lots of music everywhere.
Sort of elephants, and you sort of feel like you
not real elephants.
No. The sort of elephants design and very colourful. If you walk as you're walking down like through a Bollywood set, you know, very, very cool. I didn't get to try those rides. Still have to go and do that. So maybe I'll go and do that deal for 95 dirhams. But the last one that opened was Motion Gate, which was very exciting. But it had also different phases, and those phases have come along and they've opened. Like DreamWorks is now open. When I first went, when it first opened, it wasn't. But they're sort of opening it up in stages. And then later they'll have the Hunger Games and all that sort of stuff. So there's really a lot on offer down there. But yeah, 8 p.m. to midnight, 95 dirhams for that deal.
All right, we're going to come back with things to do on Friday. Friday is expected to be one of the busiest days at the airport. We're going to talk to Anita Mira from Dubai Airport. She's got some advice for you if you're traveling. Long weekend for most people this weekend. A lot of people won't be back at work until Wednesday next week. There's so much going on. The roads are already starting to get extremely busy out there, though. It's going to take you a little bit longer to get home this afternoon or to the airport.
Yeah, extremely busy is the key words there. If I can just say this, looking at the map from afar, all the roads sort of parallel to the sea are red. So all the roads that are kind of parallel, your Sheikh Zayed Road, your Al Kail Road, your Emirates Road, your Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, they are all red on my map at the moment.
In which direction?
Multiple directions. So like going into Sharjah, you go Sharjah, Dubai Sharjah Road is really, really busy going into Sharjah as it normally is around this time. But we've also got congestion in the opposite direction. We had a text coming and said, what's happening on Al Kail Road? Please tell me. So that one is in the direction of Abu Dhabi. It looks like the traffic starts from just after Al Maidan intersection, and it goes all the way up to the Gems school there.
That's so bad.
Lots of different issues out there. Sheikh Zayed Road, there was a crash earlier. We also have Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road from City Centre, Merdiv, all the way into Maliha. Another one, yeah, I mentioned the Sheikh Zayed. It's just really bad out there at the moment. All those roads are red on my map at the moment.
Please be careful if you're driving today, and don't rush. Do not be speeding. Use your indicators. Everyone wants to have a safe and happy Eid. Right, looking at Friday tomorrow, we've done Thursday. If you've just tuned in, you have missed Thursday, but a quick recap of what you could do on Thursday night, Michelle.
Yeah, so we had two iftars that we recommended. One was from Monica. She comes in every week she's from Dune, Dubai. She does suggestions. That one's at Ananta at the Oberoi at Business Bay, 185. She really, really liked that one.
However, we had a text in saying that someone did go to that and did not love it.
Yeah,
so I think it can be 50-50 on it.
If you don't want to do that one, you can do the Dubai Opera one. We've mentioned that one. Jasper Hope, he comes in every week and he told us about that one. We've had lots of people have really enjoyed the fact that they can sit on the stage.
Yeah.
That's another iftar happening. Also, Deal of the Week, Michelle from Janata comes in every week and she gives us a deal that we're like, whoa, how can it be so little? This week it's to Kuala Lumpur. All the details are up on our blog. So if you still want to find that one, those are up there. We also did a nice volunteer initiative, Filling the Blues, it's called, and it's with Moti Roti, where they go out and they do iftar meals for labourers. So that's a really nice one as well.
Now we're going to move on to Friday. Friday is expected to be the busiest day of the Eid weekend at the airports. Emirates is recommending that passengers arrive at least 3 hours before their flight. It's going to be 37,000 people that will pass through the terminals. We spoke to Anita Mira, who works at Dubai Airport. She's got some advice.
Okay, between Friday, the 23rd of June, to Friday, June 30th, we're expecting 1.9 million passengers. So, for instance, on Friday, the 23rd of June, that's the peak traffic, we're expecting about 76,000 passengers. And I think our busiest day for overall traffic would be June 30th, the end of the month, with all the schools getting out, with 262,000 passengers. So that's quite a lot. There's a lot of work that we're doing to make sure that everybody gets through easily and there are no queues and people start their holiday as soon as they get to the airport.
Yeah, make sure you check in online, I would say, before you go, and do go 3 hours earlier. And that's coming from me, who normally turns up an hour and a half before a flight.
Yeah, I think I travelled this time last year for Eid, and when we heard these numbers, every year they say how many thousands are going to be there. And I went early, and it was really smooth. That's the thing. If you are organised and you go there early and you use your Emirates ID to go through the e-gates, it's super late. You don't want to miss any flights.
Yeah, and remember, you now all you need to do is use your Emirates ID. You don't need to do anything to activate it.
No.
Literally just stick it in the same machine, the e-gate machine, and you're straight through. It's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Another brilliant thing happening on Friday is something at the Courtyard Playhouse. It's there by opposite Bounce in Alcoz. They have Peter Pan on. And Laura from What's On, she comes in every week to tell us what we should get up to. And she suggested this one. Here's the details.
Back to one of our favourite little theatres on Friday, and we're going to the Courtyard Playhouse, which is in Alcoz. And this is a really good one for children and for families, and grown-ups as well. Gosh, it is Peter Pan. So this is going to be captured live at the National Theatre, but we can go and follow the theatre production live from London at the Courtyard Playhouse on Friday. It's taking place at 7 p.m. Radio Times called it spellbindingly imaginative. A dazzling production. So that's a pretty good review.
7 p.m. on Friday. And remember, it's donation based, so you don't pay to go in, but you give what you feel you can.
That's so tricky. I never know how much to give.
Oh, it's the worst.
How much would you give?
Well, Laura from Watson always recommends 100 dirhams.
I think that's pricey though.
Oh, but for theatre?
21.5 quid or something, that is, in British money, which is how I sometimes think about money. And if I think about a really, really good comedy show, how much that would cost me to go and see, not 21.5 quid.
Yeah, but you got to
think of more 50 dirhams.
No, I think a little. Maybe you could go in the middle there, between 100 and 50.
Maybe I'm cheap. That is why I like to buy Sports World, which is something else that we want to suggest for Friday as something to do. Even take the kids along for this. They've got Zumba and spinning lessons as part of the Fitness 360 classes down there.
Have you done yourself some Zumba before?
No, I'm not very good at stuff like that.
Oh, you don't have to be good at it.
You do.
No,
you
don't.
Only say that because you can dance.
And just stand at the back and have fun.
No, it's not about that. It isn't fun when you're turning one way and everyone else is turning the other way. And you just feel like such an idiot. It's not fun. It's stressful.
I hear you. So maybe stick with the spinning.
I get the worst headaches. Can't even stick with the spinning, Michelle. I am one of the only people ever to fall off a spinning bike.
The stationary one.
Yes, in class. Because I got so het up and carried away with the faster, go, go, go. It tipped over.
It tipped over.
And gosh, the look on the guy's face at the front of the class as I was tipping, I will never forget that face.
Horror.
So embarrassing.
But there's lots of things to buy Sports World. So maybe if we run through everything, we can find something for
you. All right,
you.
Let's see what else I've got. So 15 dirhams a class. You can get an unlimited day pass for 30 dirhams.
That's good.
That's really good if you want to spend the day there. It's until the 2nd of September at the World Trade Center. They have got cycling studio. So I can't do that. They've got a gym, which is free to use.
Yes, hopefully.
Not very good at the machines.
Okay.
Five-a-side football pitches.
Oh, goodness.
Love a bit of five-a-side. Badminton courts, yep.
Oh, yes, because you're good at the squash, yeah.
Can't get too hurt doing that. Volleyball courts they've got as well. Not too good at that
Nightmare
one.
Nightmare for me, too.
Tennis courts, too big. Got to run too far to get the ball. That's what I find about tennis courts.
Okay.
They've got a cricket pitch. I have no idea how to play cricket. ping pong tables.
That's fun.
It's fast though, isn't it?
Very fast.
A 500 metre running track. No, thank you. And even a wrestling ring.
Oh, that's for you, Steph.
Mark Lloyd would love that, wouldn't he? He's back this weekend as well.
We'll have to tell him about that.
So for obstacle course fans, there is also a Ninja Warrior course down there. And they've got a mini trampoline park as well.
Trampoline park? I think that's a winner.
All brilliant fun. Something else you could do that's sporty, if you're not into that, you could also try the X Park at Bounce, which is what I'm going to do this weekend.
You are going to do it? Finally?
Yeah, they set up this assault course inside. I say assault course. It's like swinging on rings, bouncing on trampolines, climbing walls. It looks like really good fun. I'm going to give it a go.
Okay, and do you get time yourself, right? Or you can...
You can time yourself. I'd like to do it a few times before I put a stopwatch on, though.
Try and get someone to film it so that we can, like, comment it.
You know, laugh.
Like,
laugh. No. That's so what you mean, isn't it?
You know when they do that?
Oh, terrible.
They do the prop. I love the commentary when you watch these things. Steph Bergen steps up to the line and she's going for it and she falls.
Oh, she has lost 4 teeth. Sure, she'll be fine. So that's Friday wrapped up then.
Yeah. Should we move to Saturday?
Let's do it.
So there's a new fish market replacing the old one in Dera, apparently. And Laura from Watson, she was in earlier this week. She told us a little bit about the new location.
This one's a bit of an exploration event that you can go and do on Saturday. There is now a waterfront market. Dera Fish Market has kind of changed. It's become the Waterfront Market. That's its official name. And it is not only just a kind of selling a fish, but it's now selling fruit, vegetables, and meat. So it's kind of a big amalgamation of everything, really. So you can go and check it out this week. This is near Hamriya Port.
Okay, so that is the brand new fish market that has replaced the one in Dera, if you'd like to check that out and cook yourself some fish over the weekend. And there's something else going on. If you don't want to cook for yourself, you could always head down to the Ranchers restaurant on Saturday for the School's Out brunch. What is it, you ask? Well, let's ask Giles Patterson, who is one of the managers at Arabian Ranchers Golf Club.
We decided to celebrate the end of the school year. It's a great time for families and friends to gather. Basically, everyone's leaving for the summer, and we thought we'd give them the space to have a goodbye with friends and family, and that's why we're putting on a buffet on Saturday.
A good old get-together before you leave Dubai, if you are leaving for the summer. So why else should we head down there, Giles?
Well, we've got lots of friendly faces. We've got some live cooking stations. We'll obviously be showing the rugby as well, which kicks off at 11:35, and it's just a great place to gather, an extension of everyone's living room.
I heard Tom on the agenda this morning talking about the rugby. It's a big deal.
Yeah, Rob, remember Rob from Edgar Magazine? He came in early in the week. He's talking about the Lions. It's the Lions series, so they're all getting very excited.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be watching that this weekend.
It's good timing as well. It's not so late at night or so early in the morning. It's perfect timing, I think like 11:30 or something.
Another great thing to do on Saturday if you love your sport and love your rugby. So if you want to be watching it down here at the Ranchers restaurant for the School's Out brunch, how much is it going to cost us, Charles?
If you want to come down, the cost is 145 dirhams for adults and 85 dirhams for kids. We start at 10 o'clock until 2. We actually open every day from 6:30 in the morning. For those brave enough, we've got the kids' playground outside. It is a little bit hot, but it doesn't seem to stop them. And we promise great food and great drinks.
So for adults, you're looking at 145. For kids, 75. That's food only with tea and coffee. And 99 dirhams if you'd like 4 bottles of hops. 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. That's happening down at the Ranchers, at Arabian Ranchers Golf Club. We'll have more for you next weekend, but that's the Dubai stuff. Now, you've got to think to yourself, there are a lot of people in Dubai who are more well off than we are, Michelle. And they have
apparently
money this weekend. And if they have the time off work, they might be thinking, I am prepared to travel for something good to do. So Michelle has looked for the best of the best around the world. Events that you might be tempted to travel for. They're coming up next. We are setting up your weekend. We've told you everything you can do in Dubai. And we're moving on to the rest of the world now, because we're very aware that a lot of you have got dirhams and will spend them when you've got time off work. Just say, people are texting in to say the Emirates ID at the airport is fantastic, but not if you've got children, because if you've got kids, you've got to queue up at the desk.
Oh, I forgot that.
Me too, and that is definitely going on my cons list for having children, because I love the whole e-gate thing with the Emirates ID card.
That cons list is quite long, right?
It's really long at the minute, yeah. And growing as well every day.
So thanks for those texts.
So looking at things that you can do outside of Dubai, if you have got dirhams, you're prepared to spend them on doing a bit of travelling, Michelle has been doing a bit of digging to find out where you should go.
Mm. So did you know that it's Canada's birthday this year? Well, it's a birthday every year, but it's 150th birthday.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Yes, happy birthday. So that's a reason to go, I think. And they have a lot of events all year. They've just said, it's our big birthday. We are doing so many things. So for example, this weekend, there's a big event called Celebrate Canada. 4 days of celebrations that they've already started, actually, in fact. And they have National Aborigine Day. They have Saint Jean-Baptiste Day. They have Canadian Multicultural Day. All of these days coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. There's also Canada Day on the 1st of July. And if you need more convincing of why you should come. Here's Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, wishing everyone Ramadan Mubarak.
Assalamu alaikum. This week, Muslims in Canada and around the world mark the beginning of Ramadan. People will gather in mosques and in homes with family and friends to observe this holy month. Everywhere it's celebrated, Ramadan reminds us to appreciate our many blessings, give back to our communities, and put the needs of others before our own. This year, as we mark Canada's 150th anniversary, let's celebrate the many traditions, cultures, and beliefs that make our country such a great place to live.
Don't you just love Canada?
Don't you just
love... They're the best.
Don't you love Justin?
Yeah, it's great.
That's why Zara went there, because it's just great.
Yeah.
So that's number one on my list of places. If you've got some bucks and you're ready to spend them, go there. The next one is Seattle. Now, you know the Seattle Space Needle, that iconic building that you see in every single movie or series or whatever that is in Seattle?
Was it the one that Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan stood on in Sleepless in Seattle?
Exactly, yes. Oh. So it's that one. You need to go and see it ASAP because it's getting refurbed and it's going to be closed. So I would recommend heading to the States because this is going to happen really soon. So apparently the outside won't change too much, but it's having... It's all the technology and infrastructure that's getting a major upgrade. But if you don't want to wait for the upgrade, or if you do want to wait for the upgrade, it will be quite cool when it comes up because the observation deck, if you remember it, was sort of a cage.
Yeah.
It's now going to be all glass when it's done.
But you won't be able to recreate the scene in the movie anymore the same.
You won't.
Get there.
So go there ASAP because it's going to be closing soon and you won't be able to go up. Number three. Go to the Philippines in style, because we heard this a little while back, but the Philippines Airlines have launched their business class again, and flights from Dubai to the Philippines return are, listen to this, 2,850 dirhams for business class.
I know, which is amazing. And I went on the website the other day to have a look and I could not find that flight for that price.
Yeah, that's something I was going to go. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
They are seriously limited and they're very hard to find. So you need to really get them quick. But, you know, still business class, I'm sure there won't be a lot more. If you won't be able to maybe get that exact price. But yeah, they launched them from June 16th because they've had increased demand and more people are wanting to go to the Philippines. It is incredibly beautiful there. So I'm not surprised that lots of people want to go. Number four on my list, there's a couple of things in this number four, but the BBC has come out with an article of cities that are now cheaper than ever. So here's how the article reads. The rise in global nationalism paired with the worldwide drop in oil prices has brought about significant shifts in the global economy over the past year. As a result of these developments, certain destinations have seen some of the world's most expensive places recently see a decrease in the cost of living. And they have this Economist Intelligence Unit Annual Cost of Living Index that has come out. And these are the countries that are apparently now a lot cheaper than they used to be. Number one, London.
Yeah, I can't believe it when I go to the UK with dirhams now. It's an amazing feeling.
Another one is Beijing. That's also a lot. It's to do with currencies, apparently. A lot cheaper now. Lagos in Nigeria is a lot cheaper at the moment. But that doesn't mean you can go. You should go. Because in this report, it says things are getting a lot cheaper for expats to come into community. But they've seen a rise in crime. So it's not as safe. So it might be cheaper, but it doesn't mean you should go.
No.
Mexico City is another place that's a lot cheaper at the moment. Buenos Aires is also another on this list that's really, really cheap. And the last thing on my list is a place that you shouldn't go for Eid.
That we shouldn't.
Yes. So those were all places that you should. And then my last one, my last pick, is a place that you shouldn't go. Because here's the headline. Over tourism at Italian attractions spurs call for visitor limits. Now, we've heard a lot about this in recent days, and I'm sorry if anybody's already booked their Italian romantic vacation.
Is this the steps?
Is this
the steps. Spanish steps.
No, Italy.
I know, but aren't they called the Spanish steps?
Oh, sorry.
The ones in Rome?
Oh, maybe. Goodness.
The Trevi Fountain?
God, they're going to fire me from the travel show. But yeah, here's what the article says. Tourist flows should be monitored at famous sites in Italy, such in Rome and Florence, with access to limited crowd numbers as they swell. That's what the ministry has been saying. So they have a lot of World Heritage sites there, and apparently the footfall and the visitors is just increasing. And there was even, I don't know if you remember this article, that they said in Venice they were going to start charging people to go into St. Mark's Square because there were just too many people. And this big opinion piece is saying we need to stop so many people going to these places because it's just overcrowded and it loses the experience. But apparently the government said, we're not going to charge people to go and walk in the street.
I have already got an idea for their tagline for this.
Okay.
Give Rome a rest.
Love it. Hashtag give Rome a rest. There we go.
And somewhere like Spain could use it. Come to Spain, give Rome a rest. Brilliant. Michelle, thank you for those.